I did find a story about foods that you should avoid ordering on a date. You said that you made a mistake one time.
Huge mistake.
What'd you do?
I love spicy food, and I saw like a spicy shrimp dish on the menu to this restaurant that this guy had taken me first date, and I was like, I'm gonna order that, and the waitress was like, you know, it's really, really spicy.
Yeah.
And I didn't buy it. I took one bite and literally like my nose started running. My eyes started running. It was such a problem. Like the whole day I was running back and forth to the bathroom. I should have just stopped eating it, but I didn't want to stop eating it.
Oh my gosh.
I was a mess.
That's funny. Spicy food, by the way, is one of the things on this list that you shouldn't be ordering on a date. Also, buffalo wings on the list. And I, even though Buffalo Wild Wings is a hot date spot for your boy over here, I do love taking girls to Buffalo Wild Wings. It's the only time I'll get boneless wings. I'm a traditional wing kind of guy. Unless I'm on a nice date with somebody, then I'm going boneless wings so I can use a knife and fork and
impress her.
I did find this kind of interesting, though. They said don't order any like romantic themed dishes on a first date.
What in the world is a romantic themed dish?
The Love Boat, sushi boat.
What is that?
It's like sushi for two, basically.
Oh.
Which I don't have a problem with. I would think that that's kind of silly, even because here's the thing. Even if I'm going out to eat with a buddy, like a dude, I mean, I wouldn't want to call it the Love Boat sushi for two, but I would get sushi for two with a friend, and it wouldn't have to be like a romantic thing, right?
I feel like it is kind of strange.
I don't think we're moving too fast if I'm on a first date with a girl and I get the Love Boat. If we both like sushi, you know?
No, but you should be able to order your own thing.
Why?
Because you should be able to order your own thing. There's already so many things going through your head on a date and all the things that you don't want them to know that you're trying to sweep under the rug and just like hide your crazy. And last thing I got to be worried about is like you figuring out what I'm going to eat. No, I'm going to figure out what I'm going to eat.
Well, it would be a conversation with the girl like, hey, do you like sushi?
But then there's still like that underlying like, oh, am I going to look bad if I don't agree to get the sushi for two when it really all I want is, you know, this, that, and the other?
I don't know. I'm still on that train. I mean, A, because sushi's delicious. B, you save money if you get the Love Boat for two.
Maybe that's what it is.
You don't want to look cheap. They don't want you to look cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be. Somebody wants to remain anonymous, but I guess sushi is bad luck on dates for this person. What's this story all about?
When Tinder first came out, I went on a date with this guy who was a little bit older than I was and had just moved from out of town, so not too many mutual friends at all. But he did tell me that this is one of the first dates that he'd been on in a while because he had suffered from West Nile and he was just now being able to get out and, you know, go out and do things and that sort of thing. He was actually in a coma for several weeks. It was a sushi date and it went great. We actually got along very, very well. And I was really excited to go out again, except for I never heard from him again. Until about a month later, I get a message. Hey, I'm not sure if you're into older guys, but you're very beautiful. I'd love to take you out on a date. And I'm like, we've already been out. Turns out, West Nile causes memory loss. This guy did this three times after a sushi date.
It's like the real life 50 first dates.
For real. But I've had several other crash and burn sushi first dates, so I just find them bad luck at all, and sushi is one of my favorite foods, but it is a no-go for a first date.
I want to back up. Without getting too personal, I realize this is kind of a personal question, but how far did the date go? Was it a really good first date, or was it like a hug goodbye at the end of the night?
There was a kiss. And, you know, like, definitely, oh, I'm going to see, like, let's make plans for next week, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Okay, so first base, second base.
First base, I guess.
And he completely forgot. Oh, my God. Hey, that's awesome. That's a great story. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Adam and Allison, weekday mornings on Y101.